stop on a bend?
Why don't you look where you're going?
And why don't you use your rearview mirror?
Because it's under the seat.
Ah, that seems logical for a driver of such stupendous, verging on superhuman lack of skill.
Excuse me?
You've been all over the road for the last 17 miles. I thought you knew where you were going.
What the hell's it to you where I'm going?
Navigational technique of mine. I find a car, or the nearest equivalent, which looks as if it knows where it's going, and follow that.
And that takes you where you want to go?
Almost never, but often where I need to be.
Ah, well, that pub over there is where I need to be. It's almost as cold out here as it is in my car. You can phone recovery.
Don't gently. Just a moment, please. Mine's a G&T. Corner table, if you can find one, thank you. Hello?
Jeez.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. By Douglas Adams.
Mr. Gently, yeah. It's Snobby from the pawn shop.
Ah, Snobby, you catch me at a slight disadvantage.
I'm not after any money, Mr. G. We put in your new fridge, as per. We've got the old one out. Just checking whether you still want it dumped.
Most certainly. And mind it's disposed of carefully. Being Islington, there's any amount of builder's skips in the street. Try and pick one unconnected to me.
Oh, right you are. Okay, lads, in the skip by the gate.
Yeah. One, two, three. Oh.
God. Don't know what he kept in that thing.
You don't want to know either. Breakfast?
Yeah.
Help! Help, please, to open door. Somebody, help, let me out. It's so cold.
Got it, Ice Love. In the deep freeze.
Oh, what do you keep in here, dead dogs?
When it's time to replace your old freezer, pop down to Niflheim's World of the Ice and the Dead, just off the Bifrost Bypass.
Mine's gone to Niflheim.
Freezer Centre of the Gods, open Sundays. Bring your own troll. These suckers are heavy. Terms and conditions apply.
Over here. Corner table as ordered.
And coffee, not G&T, as ordered.
I thought you would like to drive home without colliding with the next victim you follow.
Fair point, Miss Schechter.
You do realize that it's hard not to see you in the role of an extremely sinister sort of person?
That's easily explained. Usually I am. On this occasion, however, I simply got lost. Then I was forced to take evasive action by a large grey van which took a proprietorial view of the road.
Where were you trying to go?
A place called the Woodshead Clinic. You know it?
The mental hospital? You've just followed me driving away from it for the last 17 miles. So much for your navigation technique. Which ward will you be in, so I know where to send the bill?
I do apologize for running into your car.
No problem. You managed it outside a pub, and you'll be paying the guy who'll freeze to death getting the fender straight. Your indicator light's going to need replacing, you know.
Oh, I hardly turn right anyway. You have the air of one to whom the day has not yet been a source of joy or spiritual enrichment.
I've had the sort of day that would make St. Francis of Assisi kick babies. Particularly if you include Tuesday in with today, which is the last time I was actually conscious. At least I'm not in Oslo.
I can see how that might cheer you, Miss Schechter.
Stop doing that! How do you know my name? I am going to twist your tie till you tell me. Why were you following me?
I was lost. As for your name, dear lady, you practically told it to me yourself.
I did not!
You did! If you're meant to be in Oslo, but have been unconscious since Tuesday, then you must have been at the check-in counter for the Oslo flight at Heathrow Terminal 5, so widely reported in the press, to have been struck by lightning. I myself missed it through rampant apathy, but the events of today have rather forced it on my attention. Ah, thank you.
What events?
Disturbing ones. Your visit to Woodshead clinched it. Your mood of belligerent despondency suggests that the man you were seeking was not there.
And how did you know?
Just have the bloody tie. I ran into a nurse from your hospital earlier today. She confirmed that a somewhat unusual patient had been transferred from the hospital to the Woodshead, and that another patient had been almost indecently curious to find out what had become of him. That patient was a Miss Kate Schechter, and I think you will agree, Miss Schechter, that my methods of navigation have their advantages. I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I have ended up where I needed to be.
Must be a minus sixth. Neil Sharp.
Neil Sharp, the musical arranger.
Neil Sharp, the musical arranger, cookery genius and former bass player with Pugilism and the Third Autistic Cuckoo. If you're calling because our single has been re-released...
This is Cynthia Draycott.
Congratulations.
Of Draycott Advertising. I believe you're arranging the jingles for our commercials.
Congratulations. I hear your company swept the board at the Advertising Awards and only in business 1 year. Remarkable.
Oh, thank you. My husband and I are very, lucky... Now, I want you to listen carefully.
Draycott. Hey, were you ever in the record business? Arg.
Are you ill?
ARRGH. Aries Rising Record Group Holdings.
We've been involved with so many companies.
Only our record was Arg's only number one hit, and we haven't seen a penny of the royalties from the first time round.
Oh, I'm sorry, I really only listen to the classics.
Mozart?
The Carpenters.
Funny you should touch on the relentlessly bland. I'm still in touch with Richard McDuff, our keyboard player. He said that some guy called Anstey was now handling Arg's accounts, and I was looking at the early edition of Tonight's Standard, and it says here Anstey was found murdered.
And this would have something to do with me because?
Richard said there was a lawyer called Draycott and his wife involved with Arg who lived nearby. Just wondering if there was a connection.
Mr. Sharp, I need to know how our jingles are coming along.
Phase two of the Viking stuff?
The Norse gods account, yes. The deadline has been moved forwards.
Just working on the Thor theme now. I was going for a Wagnerian leitmotif.
Yeah, predictable but copyright free.
Well, having never met a Norse god, I couldn't draw on personal experience.
I don't mind what you draw on. Just have it ready by next week.
Get you, Cleopatra.
Who are you talking to, Sin?
Sharp, the musician who's writing the Norse jingles.
Was there a problem?
No. But I want to know how much you're really getting out of this deal.
We have Odin's legacy. Power and wealth in the world of men. And after we've finished our business with his extended family tonight, immortality.
Well, then why couldn't I turn that Sharp person into a frog just now?
What?
I thought I'd see if I could exercise a godlike curse, but he put me off. Wanted to talk about Anstey.
Anstey's dead, and Torag's head will be the next to roll.
I just want to put a curse on somebody, just to see if it works. Somebody who won't be missed at long distance. I need to know this is working, Simon.
All right. Let's look for a candidate in the address book.
I was late for my flight, and when I arrived at Heathrow, the check-in girl was having an argument with the passenger in front of me. Big Scandinavian guy, Mr. Thor. All he had for luggage was a hammer.
The check-in girl at the airport.
Oh, she drove me crazy. Wouldn't listen, wouldn't think. Where do they find people like that?
She used to be my secretary.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. I don't remember much after the lightning struck her desk, but she wasn't there anymore.
No, they don't seem to know where to find her either.
So that's what you're trying to find out about.
Amongst other things, I'm a holistic detective.
Ah.
Does that bother you?
It's just that my landlord plays bass, usually electric, but sometimes a big old double bass. Neil Sharp. Heard of him?
No.
Well, whenever people see him struggling with it, they all say the same thing. It drives him crazy. How do you get it under your chin? I was just trying to work out what people would always say to a holistic detective so that I could avoid saying it.
What happens is that everybody looks very shifty for a moment, and you got that very well. Then they ask me what holistic means, and I explain as briefly as possible that it means I tend to ignore fingerprints and forensic fiddle-faddle and focus instead on the interconnectedness of all things.
I see. Well, I suppose there's interconnectedness between me and your secretary.
On the most obvious level. But in every other respect, I seem to be gathering a lot of information that I can't connect. In fact, my pockets are so stuffed with it, it's getting very hard to sit comfortably. Here, for example, this envelope and a book.
Run Like the Devil by Howard Bell. I know the book.
You do?
I've read it. At least I started it. Okay, if you like that sort of thing, which I don't. My brother's in publishing in New York, and he says Howard Bell's gone very strange. There are stories about him.
Like what?
Like what he gets up to in hotel suites across America. The chickens.
Ooh, I dread to think.
Apparently he used to have live chickens delivered to his hotel room.
What on earth for?
Nobody knows. Nobody ever saw them again.
Probably just as well.
This letter is something to do with him?
His name is on it, along with lots of others.
Well, I know this one. Dennis Hutch. He was the head of the Aries Rising record group. He sold out to some professional married couple. Oh, yep, here they are, crossed out. Simon and Cynthia Draycott.
I met a couple called Draycott this morning.
And I was told not an hour ago that they are majority stockholders in the Woodshead Clinic.
Hmm.
What are you going to do with this envelope?
When I manage to get it open, I'll know.
Who's Jeffrey Anstey? Here, the name after the Draycotts, and the only one not crossed out.
A client. A rather dead client, as of early this morning. His next-door neighbours are the Draycotts.
Yeah, much better, much better. Okay, from the top. Here we go. Oh, what now? Kate, I am assuming Oslo was dreadful and you have lost your flat keys again, but don't expect any sympathy from me. I am actually trying to musically express what it's like to come face to face with Thor, the god of thunder. I haven't got time for locked out tenants.
I am Thor, god of thunder. Does Kate Schechter live here?
Yes, but she's not here right now.
Fine, I will wait outside.
But she could be days.
It does not matter. I am immortal.
Wait a minute. You can't put that there.
My hammer.
No, the canned drinks machine.
It is a canned drinks machine. And I need to plug it in.
You can't plug it in.
Excuse me.
No, take it out again. Oh.
Thank you, mains power.
There.
Please use exact change.
Safer to keep it running, just in case.
I'm getting really fed up with this.
Good. Still alive.
Alive?
I will wait for Mr. Schechter outside. Do not attempt to buy a canned drink from that machine.
Help.
It is cursed.
Scout's honor.
God, I'm so bored.
What in the name of...
Just a bolt to tighten, love, and she's good to go.
That's wonderful, thank you.
Miss Schechter, I think it's just possible you're in some kind of danger.
You mean another lost lunatic may bend my fender after a few more miles? What?
I think you are in danger. Come back to London and spend the night at my house. Then...
Oh, no, that has got to be the cheesiest pickup line ever. Oh, forget it, Buster. Look, you may be entertaining in a geeky kind of way, but that hat... give me a break.
Car sorted, love. Straighten the bumper, bulb, lens, all up. £80, including call-out.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Gently, for the entertainment. I will leave you to settle up.
Please allow me to explain.
£80, mate.
My dear sir, should circumstances be more favourable, I'll concede a firm friendship could arise from this chance meeting. Or, in some alternative life, you may pace the quarterdeck bedecked in gold epaulettes while I do your bidding with tarred pigtail and cutlass at the ready. Until that time, however, I can assure you I am not your mate.
Whatever. £80, mate.
Room service for Belle.
Hold on, Cynthia. Yes?
Sorry to disturb your phone call, Mr. Belle. Your room service order.
Yeah, thank you.
You want me to put that between a couple of slices of bread, sir?
No, that's fine. Just here, thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Belle. Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
Cynthia. Why are you talking to me like this?
Have they delivered the chicken?
You know, I really don't do this chicken thing anymore. It was only a publicity stunt for Run Like the Devil. Why do you want me to order one?
Because I wouldn't want you to be lonely, Howard.
Lonely? What do you mean? Cynthia!
Want to
save money on your religion, but don't know which to choose?
There are hundreds of comparison sites, but only one that finds you all the information you need.
Log on to God Compare.
Tell us which superpowers you want your deity to have, and we search literally most of the known
belief systems for you, ranking your results with our unique 5-star 9-world rating system. Why God Compare anywhere else?
Turn it off, Tyrone.
Bloody traffic coming in off the M40. Bloody humans. Why can't they stay at home and clog up their driveways with their bloody cars?
Quiet, Torag. I sense something.
Go back to sleep, Odin. We're getting near Asgard, that's all. The faintest whiff of roast boar always gets Norse gods in the mood for binge drinking and birds. Bloody eagles.
Someone has used my powers. The Draycott woman has dared to place a curse.
They're her powers now. Probably needs to get a bit of practice in. Running a business, putting the odd curse on people keeps them in check.
Great power imposes great responsibility.
Not where I come from. Great power means screwing everyone who's ever screwed you.
Perhaps Thor was right. Perhaps this was a mistake.
Look, you signed over your kingdom and birthright for the Draycotts to use in their advertising campaigns, your worldly powers for their personal gain, and in return, no more living on park benches, no more queuing for Salvation Army soup, no more being peed on by passing yobbos. That's the deal I got you. Accept it.
Yes, yes, of course I do, but Thor...
Thor? Once the challenging hour is over, his poor cash will be settled once and for all.
Well done, alleged vehicle. We're home. Oh, great. What are the chances of parking under the one defective streetlight in Primrose Hill? Never mind, it's the only space left. Okay, two streetlights go out just as I'm under them. Admit it, Kate. You are spooked. What do I do if the next one goes? Aw, damn it! Okay, listen up. Last streetlight, I am going to keep my eyes on you and walk right under you, and you are not going to go out. You got it? Good. Gonna ruin my eyesight staring into that thing. Okay, so far so good. All right. Directly under you now. There. Wasn't so hard, was it? Thanks, a bundle.
Miss Gechter.
Who's that?
I am Thor. I am the god of thunder, the god of rain, the god of the high towering clouds, the god of lightning, the god of the flowing currents, the god of the particles, the god of the shaping and the binding forces, the god of the wind, the god of the growing crops, and the god of the hammer Mjolnir!
And the god of the streetlights? Is that you too?
Of course!
Well, put them back on again. I can't see a darn thing.
You won't scream.
Do it! Thank you.
Oh, sorry. The dead one must have been an old light and infern.
I have been looking for you. How did you find me?
You gave me your address, Kate.
What was that?
Do you have anything that can get these bits of floorboard off my back?
What?
I was glued to the floor, the goblin toy rag.
Down! Back! Now! The matter is beyond my power! All that I can do, I have done! Your family is provided for! I myself am powerless and sick! Mjolnir! Speak! Fly away! Or the next thunderbolt will be directed at your head!
It is gone.
Was that an eagle?
Yes. It is lost and confused.
Oh, you're bleeding. You'd better come inside.
Ah, I can't believe this traffic. It's not as if any of us can afford the petrol.
Hello, Richard McDuff?
Richard, it's Fat Jelly.
Dirk, where are you?
Just escaping the Westway gridlock via Paddington. Where are you?
In California, working.
That makes buying you a drink a little awkward. Unless you have a matter transporter handy.
Good grief. Who told you?
Oh. Richard, much as I'd like to pursue that question, I'm more urgently pursuing a case which seems in part to involve your old employers.
Way Forward Technologies?
Ares Rising Record Group Holdings.
Arg. Not sure about employer. That implies payment. Are they still screwing musicians?
And music lovers generally, given they released your one-hit wonder?
Hot potato, and kept every penny it made.
When you were under contract at ARG, did you encounter anybody called Draycott?
Both of them. Simon and Cynthia. They were the weasels who put the fine print in our contract. They got rich and started an advertising agency. Why rob a few musos when you can rob everyone?
And while I've got my eye in, did you ever meet a gentleman called Geoffrey Anstey?
Staring eyes, shifty looking, face like he was trying to swallow a fish?
You did.
They all look like that. No, wait. He was a junior executive.
Are you quite all right?
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't me. So, what's up with Anstey?
Quite a lot, actually. He's dead. And I think the Draycotts are somehow involved.
I was only talking to Neil Sharp about them the other day. He was the bass player in our band.
Sharp? Miss Schechter mentioned him earlier.
Kate Schechter? She rents a flat from him. Small world.
And an increasingly holistic one. A flat from Sharp? It's the same ruddy van again.
Bloody Jaguar Rusty!
Hey, that's twice you've done that!
Rotten Hades!
If that wasn't Miss Schechter's goblin, I don't know what is. Well, you're not getting away with it this time!
Are you talking to me?
Apologies, Richard. I've decided to follow a large van. Part of a case I'm working on involving Miss Schechter. And, if things keep on like this, almost everybody else I've met in my entire life.
Kate! Did you put him up to this?
Nice to see you too, Neil. Put who up to which?
This drinks machine in my hallway.
What's it doing here?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. I know it's very cool and ironic to buy things like this, but it doesn't fit. And these floors just won't take the weight. I'd think again. I really would, you know.
But I didn't put it there.
The huge man in fancy dress delivered it this afternoon. Scared the life out of me.
You mean this huge man here?
Thor, God of Thunder, need to use the bathroom.
Upstairs, turn left. Here's the front door key.
Thank you.
Can you pick the hammer up, please? Thank you. I mean, there's this thing out here, that person upstairs. The whole thing is just a total disruption.
I am quite happy to stand here and burst into tears if you think it'll help in any way.
It's not as if it even works. Look, I put in the coins and put in the code for a diet lemonade.
If you don't stop poking me, I'm going to leak all over your shoes.
And it just spits the money out. What's the point of a talking machine if it only talks rubbish?
Makes it sound more human? I'd better go up.
I hope you're not going to be making a lot of noise up there because I've got a lot of advertising jingles to arrange and I need to concentrate. Get me?
Got you.
Your friend, the goth?
Yes, Neil.
Where does he work out?
Search me, Valhalla.
Oh, Wagner lover, is he?
Good night, Neil.
Night.
Blast and damnation.
You've lost the van you were tailing.
Only momentarily, I hope. Let's keep talking while I follow this BMW. It seems to be going the same way. So, you spoke of Wayford Technologies in the past tense.
Yes. You know Susan Wade took the company over after Gordon's death?
Yes. Strange how the same vehicle managed to involve itself in both his deaths.
Not really. Makes sense to apply the handbrake before you change a tyre on a hill.
Not to mention ignoring any phone calls while doing it.
It never occurred to me that a cellist would be interested in running a software company, but Susan was. And she micromanaged every insanely great idea into a sensibly boring one. And then she sold the lot to Sirius Cybernetics.
I've heard of them.
I'm in the lab now. Started out making novelty I Ching calculators for the Far East market. Awful crap. Fell apart. Never worked properly. Only a complete idiot would want one.
I did.
Sorry?
Happy, good, unlucky day.
I wanted one. And now I have one.
Ah, Oh, sorry.
Accepted.
Funny thing was that the motherboard and the calculators was rubbish at I Ching, but the perfect engine for the ultimate handheld device. Forget the iPhone, this was just the tip of the ice floe here. Matter, transporters, thought-based web access, AI, you'd find it fascinating.
I'd find it unsettling. Ah, this BMW appears to be taking a shortcut past my house.
Richard, I think we might have a problem with these diodes.
Dirk, I have to go.
Who is that?
Oh.
Blast!
You all right?
Must go. Goodbye, Richard.
What the hell did you stop for?
Because the traffic lights are red, Mr. Gently. Were you following us?
Mr. Draycott, Mrs.
I take it you've smashed our rear lights.
Well, only slightly.
Simon, we need to be at St. Pancras in 40 minutes, and now we can't use the car.
You'd be better off walking anyway. The traffic is solid.
No time for insurance details. Here's my card.
I appear to be out of...
We still have yours from this morning. You live in that house with the builder's skip outside, don't you? I do wish you people wouldn't leave those things in the street. And fridges are supposed to be disposed of carefully, you know.
Madam, I went out of my way to...
To dump it outside the gate. And as for that eagle sitting on your doorstep, I'm reporting you to the RSPCA. It should be muzzled.
What are you talking about?
Get your insurers to contact mine. That is, if you have insurance...
Yeah, birdie. Nice birdie.
In episode 4 of The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul by Douglas Adams, Harry Enfield played Dirk Gently and Laurel Lefko was Kate. Peter Davison and Jan Ravens were Simon and Cynthia Draycott. Olivia Coleman was the drinks machine, and Billy Boyd was Richard Macduff. Stephen Moore was Odin, Rupert Degas played Thor, and Michael Roberts was Torag. Sally Grace played Eleanor, Philip Pope played Neil Sharp, and Michael Fenton Stevens was Nobby. The announcer was John Marsh. The programme was dramatised by Dirk Maggs with John Langdon. It was produced by Dirk Maggs and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.